feel like they ought to, or they don't appear to be a blessing. But that's not how God created us. Even though there's stuff, everybody's had some experiences where things didn't work or things didn't go our way, but we cannot allow those experiences to get us away from our purpose. We are purposed to be blessed by God. You know, that's why every day you ought to say, I'm blessed, no matter what, I'm blessed. How you doing? Blessed and highly favored. My call, my purpose, everything about me is to be blessed. I'm created to be a recipient of God's continual blessing. When the enemy tries to come in and mess up, God comes in and blesses. When the enemy tries to trip you up, God comes in and blesses. When the enemy tries to steal, God comes in and restores. We are recipients. We are created as recipients of his continual blessing. I was blessed yesterday and the day before and the day before, and I'm expecting to be blessed tomorrow and the day after that 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 and the day after that. Come on, continual recipient. Don't look at, amen, things are going bad. Things are getting worse. We are created to be blessed by God. Do you know God's blessings? And I love this. I love how this sounds. His blessings are his kind intentions toward you. I know God is kind. Come on, we can't lose sight of our Father. He's kind to us. He's always kind. All he's ever been is kind. His thoughts toward us are peace. All the time. Never evil. To give us an expected end. See, again, the atmosphere is full of other things. And if we're not listening to God's voice, we can get sidetracked. We can start thinking or listening to other things. You are a recipient of God's continual blessing. Look at somebody, tell them, I'm blessed. Come on, tell somebody, I'm blessed. Come on, tell them, I'm so blessed. I can't hardly stand it. Come on, is that you tonight? Come on, it doesn't matter what our state is. Our standing doesn't change. Our state is variable. If you're going through something, that's just it. You're going through it. But you are a recipient of the blessing. When you come out, you'll be blessed. Amen. That's what we are. That's the second dimension. We are created to be blessed. Nothing else. Blessed by God.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part one of 10 Dimensions of Man's Call. The second dimension of the call of man is to be blessed by God. God's blessings are his kind intentions toward us. Adam was created to be a constant receiver of God's blessings. The children of God are the object of his love and care. Believers' standings doesn't change, but their state is variable. Even at our lowest point, we are still attracted to the presence of God. Psalm 16 and 11 declares, "Thou wilt show me the path of life, and thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Saints need to use prayer more. All of God's children need to attract God's attention and affection. Saints were made to be showered with his presence and favor.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
The Bible is not the book of the month. It is the book of the ages.
For sound biblical truth, listen to Love Worth Finding with Adrian Rogers, celebrating 20 years of broadcast ministry.
Listen to Love Worth Finding at 8:30 a.m. and p.m., Monday through Friday, on the Good News Station, WCNO.
Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. This week we're covering the importance of setting goals for a new year. And today I'm going to challenge you to set goals in another very important area of your life, your family. If anything is falling apart in our society these days, it's the family. The competition is fierce. Television, the internet, the mall, and even cell phones. getting the entire family together can be a tremendous challenge, to say the least. As a matter of fact, the national statistic for the time parents spend in conversation with their kids is 6 minutes a day. And the more fragmented the family gets, the more vulnerable it is to devastation. Simply put, if you fail to plan in this area, you are planning to fail. On the other hand, one of the most productive steps you can take is setting goals for your family. Start by setting the goal to eat dinner together at least 3 nights a week, and give serious consideration to a weekly family night where you can go to the movies or just stay home and play a game together. It's also good to set goals pertaining to each of your children. I really encourage you dads to take the lead on this one. For your daughters, plan a daddy-daughter date where just you and her go out for dinner. For your sons, set a goal of playing his favorite sport with him at least once a week. And I encourage you to make these special times events that are conducive to conversation. And take advantage of that time to keep up to date with what's going on in their lives. Now I've come to what is probably the most overlooked family goal: a date with your spouse. We have a tendency to put this one way back on the back burner, and it ends up never happening. God said that it wasn't good for man to be alone, and just living in the same house does not a marriage make. Before this new year begins, take a moment and develop a plan that will ensure good family relationships. And you will see the difference when you set goals for your family. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience. Providing counseling from a Christian perspective, he specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Fifth Street Pharmacy of Okeechobee is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Longtime pharmacists Blair Coolwin and Tom Bimbo, along with their dedicated staff, pride themselves on fast and friendly service, providing you a pharmacy experience with the personal touch that you deserve. Fifth Street Pharmacy is located on the corner of Northwest 5th Street and 2nd Avenue, behind Napa Auto Parts. Most insurance plans are accepted, and they provide a drive-up window for your convenience.
The reason you and I need the power of the Holy Spirit is because we are inadequate within ourselves.